This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This guy's on the inside. Now, here's Green Bay football insider Ryan Wood on The Fan.
Brought to you by PNC Insurance. PNC Insurance, an independent insurance agency for all your home, auto, and commercial business needs. Visit them at pc-insurance.net.
Ryan Wood joins us from the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com. He's up on the Wendy's Big Show now, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 4:35. Ryan, appreciate it, man. Monday Night Football is always fun, but we still got to wait. And this is the tough part. So this one, we'll just talk about how great your New York Mets are doing, right?
Oh, wow.
great, I don't know, is the right adjective.
That is not nice.
How the process goes.
That is not nice.
So is Joe Maddon going to be their manager or no?
Doesn't sound like it. I'd love that. That would make me very happy. You'd have a very happy green and gold football insider on your hands if that was to happen. But no, it does not. It does sound like maybe Girardi, though.
Okay. Girardi. There you go. They'll take it and still put a smile on our green and gold insider's face. Ryan, at this point, Davante Adams, the timeline still seems like a stretch, but what about Darnell Savage?
Yeah, it's tough to tell. And really, it's going to, I think, be dependent on not just how the injuries for Darnell Savage and elsewhere go throughout the practice, but having that extra day and how that factors in with the Monday. It's going to be interesting to see, and it's kind of hard to tell with the injury standpoint at this point.
Yeah, what are they saying? Is that an ankle or a knee?
It's an ankle, and he was a non-participant this week, which okay. is obviously not good. But, I mean, here's why it's hard to predict these things is because a week ago, Kevin King didn't practice Wednesday, practice Thursday. Then he's listed as doubtful on Thursday or on Friday. Mm-hmm. So, that, I mean, basically Kevin King came back from the dead and had a big game in Dallas. I mean, once you're doubtful on Friday, you don't play. That's what that means.
So, what are the rules, though? What are the rules governing that, Ryan? Do you know?
Oh, man, you're putting me on the spot.
Right.
There are, like, specific designations for, like, percent chance of this guy
right.
playing. Doubtful is just... It's very unlikely. Like, I can't remember.
They used to get they had probable, questionable, and all that. It was 25%. Yeah, they got
right.
rid of probable. So it's always questionable.
They got rid of probable. Yep. They got rid of probable a couple years ago to try to simplify the injury report, and it has done the exact opposite of that. Because probable used to be like 90% chance or better of playing. And now they just don't. Now probable and questionable are the same thing.
Right.
So it's at least a 50% of chance of playing. Or greater, and there is no probable, so we have no. And so doubtful is basically, I mean, it's much less than 50% chance of playing. So, we'll see what they say. You know, what the Friday injury report that comes out tomorrow on Saturday.
Is Aaron Rodgers on the injury report? Knee injury or something?
He was listed as limited with a knee. I'm actually looking at it right now. He was listed as limited both days with the knee. I mean, he's
going to
play.
Yeah, well, of course.
Now, what about Zadarius? Were those just cramps? Because I thought he had a knee issue as well.
He's got a knee. I think the first one might have been cramps, and the second one might have been the knee.
But he practiced all this week.
Yeah, he was. What's it say? Full participant the past 2 days.
The Cowboys say he was faking.
Yeah, he's played through the knee, but he's also played through an ankle this year. He's not listed on the injury report with an ankle this week, but from week two, he had the ankle he was playing through. Then he had the knee the past couple games. Mm-hmm. He's been dinged up. There's no question. But no, he is a full participant.
And I know we hit your injuries. And what about Corey Lindsley? He's in the protocol still, or where does that stand?
Yeah, Lindsley's still in protocol, but he was in pads today.
Oh.
So that's. You know, that now, basically the way the protocol works is there's certain benchmarks you've got to clear before you can be cleared through protocol, which means you can play. One of those being some practice activity, not practicing, but practice activity. So there was a little bit of that today. You know, now it's so murky once a guy gets into protocol, what that means and what it's going to mean. But he was limited participant the past 2 days. So it's definitely promising for him. You got to respond over the weekend, and we'll see how he is Monday.
So I brought this up earlier to Gary. If Dom Capers and Mike McCarthy were still here and had the benefit of getting the players that Brian Kuntz has gotten for Mike Pettine and for Coach LaFleur at this point, do you think they could be as successful as this regime has been?
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of hypotheticals there.
Because we're talking about Dom Capers actually getting guys that fit the 3-4 defense for once.
Yeah. You know, I know it's been really successful with Mike Pettine's scheme, and the reason for that is not because they fit the 3-4 defense. It's because Mike Pettine is very multiple in what he does, and not just, you know, between 4-3 and 3-4, but multiple in terms of a 5-tech and a 3 and a nose, and whether you're standing outside with a 2-point stance. I mean, these guys on the front play a variety of different positions. Mike Pettine brings his pressures from all over the place. Did Dom Capers do some of that? Yeah, he did. So could they, you know, there's no question that they have better players now than they had with Dom Capers. This is a much more talented defense than a couple years ago. So would that defense have played better with these players? Probably. But the reality is that this scheme and this personnel fit really well because of the versatility, especially that they have on the defensive front, and then the ability in Kevin King and Jaire Alexander to lock down the perimeter and man coverage, which is what Dom Capers did, but also what Mike Pettine is doing, and that's his MO defensively, is man coverage. So the marriage of the pass rush and the defensive front with the perimeter coverage, especially, not to mention the back end of the two new safeties in Amos and Savage, it's all kind of fit together really well.
Talking Packers football as we do Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays at 4:35 with our Green and Gold insider Ryan Wood on the Wendy's Big Show.
Ryan, I want to do something to Jaire Alexander. I want him to get to that elite status. I want him to understand that every week you got to cover the best guy. So I'm willing to just give him a reprieve on his 11 catches, 225 that Mari Cooper put up. So now comes in Marvin Jones Jr. and Kenny Golladay. These guys in years past always put up these gaudy numbers, but now Darrell Bevell's there, and they don't go downfield as much, but it still should be a good matchup to get back on track.
It will be, and I think that last week was a kind of a learning opportunity for Jaire Alexander, who is very aggressive. That breeds from confidence. He's very confident, and rightfully so. He's very talented. But there's a fine line, obviously, between being aggressive and being too aggressive. And you saw him bite, especially on the 46-yarder down the sideline where he bit on the underneath route and Mark Cooper went over the top. You know, those are the type of things that he'd be the first to say, I'm sure, would, you know, are not the plays that he expects to give up. So, you know, it'll be interesting not just how Jaire Alexander responds to that, but what kind of, you know, how much Kevin King can play with the knee, with, you know, the groin and all those things, because they spelled him quite a bit in Dallas. Kevin King was on and off the field, and when he was on the field, that defense was really good. I mean, I take nothing away from Jaire Alexander, and I'm not sure what you think about this, Leroy, but to me, when healthy, Kevin King's still their top guy.
Yeah, that's what I think. Yep.
Size, his movement skills, and then his technique, his press man technique, and the way he uses his leverage, it's awfully tough to beat. So, you know, when they have both those guys together, that's as big as the Smiths have been this year and remaking that pass rush overnight, the most important part of this defense has been the way that these guys have covered on the outside.
Yep. Ryan, Will Redmond played tremendous in his time down there in Dallas, needing to get opportunity and at least being thrust into it with the injury to Darnell Savage. Him, along with Josh Jackson being back at safety and also with Shannon Sullivan, who do you expect to get most of that run this week? Will it be Redmond taking over most of those reps if Savage isn't able to go?
Yeah, I could see Redmond for sure playing. You know, talking about another injury guy, he's listed as limited the past couple of days with the shoulder, but I thought Redmond played really, really well. And Shannon Sullivan played well too, but Will Redmond was all over the field, and you know, obviously had the interception in the end zone taken away because of penalty. But the other thing too, and this will be interesting to see how they slice this, because special teams coordinator Sean Menenga just called Will Redmond one of the leaders on special teams. He had three tackles in coverage on Sunday, two on kickoff, one as a gunner on punt. Mm-hmm. He's been really instrumental to their team's play as well. And this is a team's that, you know, they've given up some plays in the coverage game, especially kickoff. So they're going to want him on the field for that as well. But yeah, I would imagine that Will Redmond will play a good bit if that happens, and you know, it should be a natural fit.
Ryan, appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you up at WNFL on Monday, getting ready for Packers and Lions.
Oh, that'd be nice if we can get him in studio. That'd be nice.
Well, one.
All right, man. Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to it. Have a good weekend.
All right, man. Buddy. See you on Monday. That's Ryan Wood on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. J&J Contractors have been doing it for a long time and doing the real stuff for a long time.
You know, they really have, Billy, and they're absolutely excellent what they got to do, what they're doing up there. Guys, if you're looking to renovate your home, my good friends at J&J Contractors is a place to go, and that's for my good friend Jason. And you know, listen, kitchen, you know, countertops, kitchen cabinets, bathroom. And a lot of people right now are doing a little bit more to their kitchen because they're finding out that that kitchen is kind of a gathering spot when you have a lot of people mm-hmm. over. Everybody kind of congregates towards the kitchen. So if you want to look at throwing like a big party, or if you have a bigger family, you want your kitchen to be a little bit bigger.
Island,
yeah, I mean, they do all that kind of stuff. Awesome. Roy, they, or if you want that, you know, a lot of people have the pots and pans now hanging from the ceiling.
Oh,
guys, if you have
amazing.
A dream of how you want your house, I mean, you love the neighborhood, you love where you live, you love Shannon and John next door, and your kids grew up together, now they're all gone, but you still want to live in your same place. And well, my good friends at J&J Contracts understand all that. They can come over to your house, they can renovate your home into your dream home, and you don't have to move out of the neighborhood that you love. Call them up today, J&J Contractors, and that's for my good friend Jason.
We talked about Aaron Jones being fined $10,000 for his wave at Byron Jones, also now coming out.
Keep it classy.
From Adam Schefter, it's a $21,000 fine for Earl Thomas on the hit on Mason Rudolph. Stunningly,
yeah,
Mason Rudolph has been ruled out for this weekend.
I knew that was going to cost a little bit.
A little.
It ought to cost a lot more than what it did cost him. Aaron Jones got $10,000 for waving at somebody.
Yeah, that's making the league look bad. The hits is part of the game.
414-799-1250, it's the Wendy's Big Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.